चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विघ्नै राधे तं माम चरणन्तिके अवर टूर प्रोग्राम टू बाली इज सो सक्सेसफुल आई एम सो हैप्पी टू कम हियर एस्पेशली एट सच ऑनर फ्रॉम द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ बाली दैट एज इफ आई एम इन इंडिया Especially today, we went to see very decent and beautiful sceneries. So many coconut trees on the side of road, both. And in sea, like in India, Jagannath Puri, so high, high webs were coming there.
Yellow is also Indian Ocean.
But any other places, not like so. There was no webs in where we took bath. But for bath, I think it is so good. Also, I saw so many paddy fields. Like India. And after that we went to the land where he wants to make a temple, a good mutt, and so many things.
Ananta Gaudiya mutt.
Ananta was installed there inside Vastu Puja and also Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi. And this location is so good on the coast of a river like Kalindi. And everything was so okay there. We did Vastu Puja. Ananta Prabhu was telling that it was like a Bali rules and regulation like. After that we went to Narottam Prabhu's Thakur temple and he honored so much. I saw his temple room of very decent, like Indian devotees, Guru Parampara in the same way, everything. And he also received all in a best now etiquette. So, I am successful in my tour preaching, like Fiji, Australia, so many places. Also here, I am satisfied. I don't want that lakhs and lakhs person should come unqualified. Instead of that, one qualified person is enough. If in my whole preaching, very sincere devotee, having the mood to serve Krishna solely, if one is collected, oh, it is enough. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jaja siddhai. Also, Kotishwapi. You will translate? Oh, you should give phone.
Jadi, Sila Gurudev menyatakan di sini, perjalanan beliau selama berkeliling sukses besar. Jadi di sini beliau menceritakan perjalanan beliau tadi pagi, yaitu dalam perjalanan beliau untuk melihat lokasi rencana pembangunan sebuah persembahyangan yang mana beliau beri nama Ananta Gaudiana. Tempatnya yaitu di Desa Kabakaba. Dan beliau di sini menyatakan, beliau sangat puas sekali dalam perjalanan itu. Beliau melihat pohon kelapa di pinggir jalan persis sama seperti di India. Jadi, tadi pagi beliau telah melakukan suatu upacara, yaitu yang disebut dengan peletakan batu pertama, rencana pembuatan dari tempat persembahyangan tersebut. Jadi acara tersebut tidak jauh berbeda, hampir sama, bahkan sama. Tetapi di sini ada yang sedikit berbeda, itu di dalam pengucapan doa. Ya, mungkin karena kita tidak mengerti, itu kita anggap sedikit berbeda. Tapi makna daripada upacara itu sama, dan inti daripada upacara itu persis sama. Jadi tadi pagi telah dilaksanakan suatu upacara peletakan batu pertama tersebut dengan penuh sukses, penuh hikmat. Nah, setelah beliau melakukan yang disebut dengan inspeksi dari tempat tersebut, jadi beliau menyatakan puas sekali dengan lokasi itu, yang mana lokasi itu dikelilingi oleh pohon-pohon yang rindang, dan di samping daripada tempat itu ada aliran air yang tidak henti-hentinya sepanjang masa. Dan setelah beliau meletakkan batu pertama untuk persembahyangan tersebut, akhirnya beliau pergi berkunjung ke tempatnya atau ke rumahnya Prabhu Narottamdas, yaitu murid dari Yang Mulia Srila Gauragovinda. Jadi di situ beliau merasa puas sekali atas sambutan yang diberikan oleh Prabhu Narottamdas, dan beliau merasa kagum melihat altar atau tempat persembahyangan dari Prabhu Narottamdas tersebut. Jadi beliau di sana menyatakan, jadi seorang Vaisnava, dia harus menerima seorang Vaisnava benafit dan seorang guru yang benafit. Jadi dari apa yang Prabhu Narottama lakukan tadi pagi tersebut, beliau merasa sangat puas sekali. Nah, jadi dalam perjalanan beliau dari India sampai di Bali ini, beliau menyatakan program itu sangat sukses dari Fiji, Australia, Bali. Itulah yang beliau sampaikan.
Now we have come here to help people. How they will be happy in their this life and after this life eternally happy.
Beliau datang ke sini untuk membantu kita di dalam kerohanian maupun dalam hidup ini, dan juga untuk hidup yang akan datang.
Every kinds of beings. They want happiness in their life. They never want suffering, sorrows, any problem. But we see that none is happy. Problems increasing and increasing.
Setiap orang sebenarnya ingin keluar dari suatu masalah, tetapi mereka tidak tahu bagaimana keluar dari suatu masalah ini. Tetapi bahkan dia sudah berusaha untuk keluar dari masalah itu, tetapi apa malang bagi mereka itu. Dia selalu menemukan suatu masalah, tambah lagi.
You know, that there are so many rich persons. They are wealthy. They are so much beautiful. Wife is also so much beautiful. Children, so strong and beautiful, intelligent. But none are happy.
Jadi, mereka tahu di sini banyak orang kaya, cantik, punya anak cantik, tampang, dengan harta yang berlimpah, tetapi mereka belum tentu menemukan suatu kebahagiaan yang sejati.
So, I'm advising you to follow a very sincere devotee like Sanatana Goswami. How he became happy? He was prime minister at that time, but he left and he took shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm going to explain something about his life and precepts.
Jadi beliau di sini memerintahkan kepada kita untuk mengikuti apa yang telah dilakukan oleh Yang Mulia Sri Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami who took shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dan beliau Yang Mulia Sri Sanatana Goswami, beliau berlindung di bawah kaki Padma Guru beliau Yang Mulia Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He was prime minister at that time of a king.
Beliau adalah guru kerajaan yang utama pada saat itu.
We know that by our efforts, activities, we cannot do anything. If there is no mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead or His associates,
kita tidak akan mungkin sukses dalam kehidupan ini tanpa mengikuti apa yang diperintahkan oleh beliau itu. Dan apa yang telah beliau ajarkan di dalam lihat di dunia ini.
Sanatana Goswami was three brothers he was. He was eldest.
Sri Sanatana Goswami bersaudara tiga dan beliau adalah yang tertua.
The three brothers were engaged in the service of Hussein Shah King in India, Muslim King.
Jadi tiga saudara ini Kusensa melakukan kegiatan pada keluarga Muslim.
They wanted to have a devotion of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mereka tidak mau melakukan pelayan kepada Tuhan Yang Maha Esa.
They were so sincere. They wanted to sacrifice everything for Krishna Bhakti, but they were waiting.
Mereka sebenarnya ingin sekali melakukan pelayanan bhakti kepada Sri Krishna dengan jalan menunggu.
being on such a high post, three brothers, Vishwanathan Goswami, they used to read Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting also. And they were engaged in devotional services.
Jadi, saudara dari saudara tua dari tiga bersaudara tersebut, yaitu Sri Sanatana Goswami, beliau melakukan kegiatan sepenuhnya untuk pelayanan bhakti kepada Sri Krishna. Jadi beliau dengan membaca Srimad Bhagavatam dan dengan mengucapkan Mahamantra.
They have so much opulence, so much wealth. They were free to do anything as they like. But they were always thinking that how we can progress in Krishna Bhakti.
Jadi, beliau sangat tergantung sekali dan beliau selalu di dalam kehidupan sehari-hari beliau itu melakukan pelayanan bhakti hanya untuk Sri Krishna.
But they were helpless. Because without any high class of association, anyone cannot develop his Krishna consciousness.
Tetapi sangat malang sekali karena tidak di bawah tidak di bawah perintah dari seorang guru kerohanian atau pengajaran dari seorang guru kerohanian, maka mereka tidak akan mencapai tempat tersebut.
He tried hard to have a bona fide guru. He searched here and there, but he has no trust in any such gurus. He was worried for this, always thinking how to develop Krishna Bhakti. What we should do. They wanted to sacrifice everything for Krishna, but there was no guidance at all.
Jadi, kenapa beliau tidak sukses dalam pelayanan bhakti tersebut? Karena beliau melakukan pelayanan bhakti itu dengan spekulasi, mental spekulasi, dengan keinginan beliau sendiri. Beliau melakukan persembahan, dia mempersembahkan segala sesuatu apapun pada Sri Krishna. Oleh karena beliau melakukan pelayanan bhakti dengan berspekulasi tanpa bimbingan seorang guru kerohanian, maka beliau tidak akan pernah mencapai prema bhakti tersebut.
Here you should very carefully hear.
Jadi kita harus hati-hati di sini.
If anyone sincerely praying to Krishna, that, oh Krishna, I want to serve you, and from the core of heart he prays to Krishna, that you should give me shelter. I want to serve you, but I don't know how to serve you. I'm helpless. I don't know any way to reach you. So please arrange for me. And he gives himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. That is Sharanagat he becomes. Then Krishna arranges everything. Guru, for Gurudev, for good high association, Hari Katha, and everything Krishna arranges.
Jadi, bagaimana caranya kita mencapai tempat tersebut? Prema bhakti itu. Jadi caranya kita itu selalu khusyuk bermeditasi kepada Sri Krishna agar beliau bersemayam dalam hati kita dan berdoa dengan penuh tulus hati, dengan penuh perhatian. Dan kita menangis dan menangis kepada Sri Krishna agar beliau mengirim seorang guru kerohanian untuk membimbing kita.
They were so honest. They were so
sincere.
And they have devoted everything, offered in the lotus feet of Krishna, their heart and everything. Krishna accepted them. and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to go to Vrindavan and he made a program to go to Vrindavan. But he made that program, he should go from Jagannath Puri by the path of Ganges and up to Prayag. He will go to on the bank of Ganges, and from then he will go by the bank of Jamuna, and thus he will reach Mathura and Vrindavan.
Jadi, dengan selalu bermeditasi pada Sri Krishna, akhirnya Yang Mulia Sri Matawan Daraskur mendapatkan dunia, yaitu Sri Krishna turun sore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dan akhirnya dia memutuskan untuk pergi ke Vrindavan melalui salah satu cabang dari Sungai Gangga itu, dan akhirnya beliau sampai tiba di yang disebut dengan salah satu tempat di India, yaitu Prayag, dan akhirnya beliau sampai di Sungai Yamuna.
There was also very short route, but he did not follow that short route. He wanted to go by this way. Why? He could not adopt short way because he had known the heart of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and he wanted to help them and give his association to him. That is why. He knew that I will not go by this way. I will have to return. I am going only for Rupa Sanatana Goswami to meet them and to inspire them and to help them because they want. There was no need to go there where Rupa Sanatana were in kingdom. But yet he made a route and with so many devotees, hundreds and thousands of devotees followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started to go to Vrindavan by that route.
Jadi sebenarnya di situ ada jalan yang lebih dekat, yang lebih cepat untuk ditempuh. Tetapi beliau tidak menempuh jalan itu. Kenapa? Karena beliau ingin bertemu dengan saudara beliau, yaitu Sanatana Goswami. Dan Rupa Goswami. Jadi beliau ingin menjelaskan tentang kegiatan ini. Dan beliau ingin memberikan injeksi kepada saudara-saudara beliau itu untuk ikut melakukan sangkita niatnya itu, ikut bersama-sama dengan Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, yaitu ke Vrindavan.
So many devotees are coming with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a devotee, a special devotee. By mind, he was doing a very concrete road, very beautiful. And on the two sides of road, he was planting some trees, mango trees and decent trees, kadamba tree and so. So many flowers. And in some places, very big water pond with lotus, and on the way, on the road, he used to give a galicha. Galicha is very fine and soft carpet, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should walk on that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey, and he used to make in mind, but not actually all these things. But in mind he was doing. Thus when he went to Rupa Sanatana about Ramkeli Gram, there was a gram, where he was minister, prime minister. That devotee could not make it in mind. Then he used to do, but he could not. His mind was not making all these things. So he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never go after this. He will have to return. And this was done. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached that place, the king of that place, Hussain Shah Basa, he began to fear. Oh, lakhs and lakhs of devotees are coming with this saint, having nothing, penniless, only door, coffin, and nothing. He feared that he has come to attack me, and he will take my kingdom perhaps. So he sent CIDs. And their CID was his prime minister. Sanatana Goswami himself, he said, go and see. Who is he? That lakhs and lakhs devotees are coming with him, and how he manages their force and lodging and all these things. You should go and take the inner motive of them and come to me.
Jadi di sini Sri Sanatana Goswami membangun dua buah jalan. Di pinggir jalan tersebut ditanami pohon-pohonan yang indah, pohon mangga, pohon buah-buahan, apa saja di sana. Dan di sana juga ada air seperti kolam di mana di sana ditumbuh oleh bunga padma. Bunga padma, bunga yang berwarna-warni yang sangat indah sekali. Dan akhirnya beliau sampai di suatu tempat yang bernama Ram Keliglam. Jadi, di sana ada sebuah kerajaan. Husensa. Jadi karena beliau melihat arak-arakan yang begitu banyak sekali mengiringi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jadi raja tersebut merasa akan diserang. Oleh karena begitu, akhirnya Yang Mulia Raja Husensa mengirim mata-mata untuk mengamati apa sebenarnya keinginan dari iring-iringan tersebut. Dan yang dikirim untuk sebagai sepion dari satu mata-mata adalah Sri Sanatana Goswami tersendiri.
Sanatana Goswami with his brother Rupa Goswami and a very little boy, little son of his Anupam, his brother, younger brother, youngest brother, he came to that place. And he was Jiva Goswami. And he kept that son on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he did satsang pranam with Rupa Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fell flat. And he told that my name is Sakkar Millik. And this brother, his name? Davir Khos. Private secretary, and I'm prime minister, but we have changed our dress and we have come to you only to protect you. You should not go to Vrindavan in such a way, with so many persons. King has inquiry for this, so it is not good way. You can go with only one or two persons to Vrindavan. So this is not method of going to Vrindavan with hundreds and thousands of devotees at a time, because it will be very hard to control them and to keep his mood for Krishna. Always worry for managing them. Oh, how they are taking prasadam. What they are doing. So, you should not do like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have come only for you and your brother. Not to go to Vrindavan. Actually, I have come to you because hearing your inside prayer. You are honest. You are
sincere.
And you called me to help. So I came. You should try to give up all these wealth and reputations and everything. And you should try to come to Vrindavan and try to give yourself in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Always chanting, remembering, meditating Krishna. If you'll do, you'll be happy forever. Otherwise, you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness. For this I have come to you. Now I am satisfied by this journey, I am returning. So, Krishna arranged this. You can pray only. At that stage you cannot judge that he is bona fide guru or he is not. Because you have known all these knowledges. So anyone cannot judge that whether he is qualified guru or not. Understand me? Anyone cannot understand, cannot judge. So if Krishna can help, you can do only pray honestly that, oh Krishna, help me. I cannot recognize who is bona fide guru or not, but I want to serve this to you. So help me. Hearing the prayers of true devotees, sincere devotees, Krishna himself comes or he sends any good devotee like Acharya, Vaishnava Acharya, to help any sincere devotee. I know that anyone has not called Swamiji in Western countries or Eastern countries. Who sent him? Krishna arranged. You have not called me here. I know. Anyone called? I myself, inspired by my Gurudev and Swamiji and Krishna, first I came. I was penniless, not a single penny, nothing. I could not imagine that I may come to Australia, Fiji, this
Indonesia,
this Bali. And I will see all these things, I will preach, and so many devotees will hear me. Never I expected. Who arranged? I know very better, sincerely, that Krishna has arranged. Why? For you all, those who are sincere. Also, Krishna arranged Gaur Govinda Maharaj to come here. I know, perhaps, he did not want to come here, but his Gurudev and Krishna inspired him to come to these places. We cannot select bona fide Guru, it is true. I have told so many things to you, sir.
Jadi, setelah beliau, Sri Sanatana Goswami mengecek siapa sebenarnya yang datang dengan berpawai. Jadi di situ beliau melihat rupa Goswami dengan keponakan beliau. Jadi beliau di sana disuruh bersujud kepada Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tetapi di sini Sri Sanatana Goswami memohon kepada Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu untuk tidak pergi ke Vrindavan dengan pasukan yang banyak, dengan pengikut yang banyak. Karena Perdana Menteri yang berkuasa di sana tidak menginginkan pengikut Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu atau penyembah Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu berbondong-bondong datang ke sana. Jadi beliau disarankan untuk datang 1-2 orang untuk datang ke sana. Jadi di sini Srila Gurudev menjelaskan, di sini kita tidak bisa sebenarnya menentukan siapa sebenarnya penampil guru tersebut. Jadi kita di sini hendaknya bersemadi kepada Sri Krishna atau memuja Sri Krishna dengan setulus hati agar beliau mengirim seorang guru kerohanian kepada kita yang bernafid dan dapat dipercaya untuk bisa mengangkat atau mengantarkan kita kepada tempat yang kita tuju tersebut. Jadi di sini Srila Gurudev menyatakan tidak ada seorang pun kita di sini untuk memohon kedatangan beliau. Jadi beliau di sini datang atas perintah Sri Krishna sendiri, atas susunan Sri Krishna sendiri untuk mengajarkan kepada kita pada siapa sebenarnya kita harus berdoa untuk mendapatkan seorang guru kurnian yang benar-benar dan dapat dipercaya. Dan juga di sini Srila yang mulia Sri Srila Gurudev Swami di sini sudah melakukan sebenarnya kewajiban beliau dengan baik sekali dengan mengajarkan ajaran Sri Krishna dengan penuh antusias, dan di sini beliau sudah mempunyai murid yang banyak sekali. Tetapi di sini beliau melihat Srila Gurudev hanya sedikit sekali tertarik untuk ikut mendengarkan pelajaran beliau. Jadi beliau di sini tidak akan merasa berkecil hati, kendati pun di sini hanya seorang yang datang ke sini. Jadi beliau tidak berkecil hati karena beliau hanya menjalankan tugas apa yang telah beliau berikan oleh guru yang mulia dan oleh Sri Krishna sendiri.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired three brothers and returned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Rupa Sanatan and returned to Puri.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu akhirnya
inspired means he told them,
yes,
to give up all this wealth and a reputation and this prime ministry and everything, and you should come to Vrindavan. I am also coming.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu akhirnya memerintahkan kepada Sri Rupa Sanatan Goswami untuk come together to Vrindavan.
Not together, I am going.
Yes.
I am returning to Puri, and from Puri I will go to Vrindavan. And in the meantime, you should give up all these jobs, wealth and everything, and come to Vrindavan, join me.
Jadi beliau akhirnya kembali ke Puri, Jagannath Puri, dan pada kesempatan lain beliau akan pergi ke Vrindavan, dan beliau memerintahkan untuk menyiapkan segala sesuatunya di Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after reaching Puri, he left for Vrindavan, and he reached. And in meantime, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami left their job, and they were trying to go to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami in prayer, and when coming, returning, again he met with Sanatana Goswami, and there he stayed for more than 7-10 days, and he associated and gave his all teaching to Sanatana Goswami.
Dan setelah Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mengajarkan di Puri tentang kegiatan Lila Sri Krishna tersebut, akhirnya beliau pergi ke Vrindavan dan memerintahkan pada Sri Sanatana Goswami dan Sri Rupa Goswami untuk meninggalkan pekerjaan yang selama ini beliau lakukan dan ikut bersama-sama untuk menyebarkan kesadaran Krishna ini.
So this is the process how Krishna, a pure devotee, helps needy persons, those who want to do bhajan.
Dari dengan cara beginilah Sri Krishna menyusun satu aturan dan membuat satu susunan untuk untuk membantu setiap orang untuk sadar akan Krishna.
One thing more I want to tell, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sanatana Goswami in Kashi, then he told him a very beautiful story. He told that there was a very wealthy Brahman.
Jadi di sini Sri Prabhupada akan memberikan suatu cerita pada saat Sri Sanatana Goswami bertemu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu di Kasi.
There was a very wealthy Brahman.
Di sana ada seorang Brahmana yang sangat,
he was rich.
He was so sangat rich. Kaya sekali.
He has a son, but he was very, when it was given birth, Brahmin died.
Jadi Brahmana yang kaya raya ini mempunyai seorang anak, dan begitu anak itu lahir, akhirnya beliau meninggal.
So the rich person died, but he could not tell his son that I have kept so much wealth, so much money for you, so much gold for you, and he kept it in the earth, in his house, but he could not tell that where and how much wealth is there, and he was dead.
Jadi Brahmana tersebut, sebelum beliau sempat menjelaskan tentang harta kekayaan yang beliau miliki, segala sesuatu yang beliau miliki, jadi beliau sudah keburuan meninggal. Tetapi harta kekayaan yang beliau miliki yang tidak diberitahukan kepada anak beliau, itu disimpan di pekarangan rumah beliau, di bawah tanah.
The person who was dead, he has a very decent friend, no?
Intimate friend.
And he was well wisher to his family who died.
Yes. Ya. Jadi Brahmana yang meninggal ini, beliau mempunyai seorang teman yang sangat dipercaya beliau.
Oh ya. Yeah.
Jadi teman beliau ini ingin membantu family dari Brahmana yang meninggal itu, Brahmana kaya yang meninggal itu.
He came mercifully to that boy whose father was dead and told that I am friend of your father, I am so much a well wisher of you.
Jadi teman beliau ini sangat berbaik hati sekali kepada anak Brahmana yang meninggal tersebut, dan beliau ingin memberitahukan atau menjelaskan kekayaan dari ayah beliau.
He told to that boy that why you are so worried? You look like poor, no good clothes. Your home is without roof. And it seems that you are so poor, but really you are not poor.
Jadi, teman Brahmana tersebut menyatakan kepada anak Brahmana itu, kenapa Anda sangat kecil sekali? Kenapa Anda tinggal di rumah yang tidak beratap, yang mana sebenarnya Anda sangat kaya sekali?
He told that I'm penniless person. My father died, and now I cannot take my food or manage anything. I want to beg here and there, and then anyhow I maintain my life. I'm so much poor.
Jadi beliau merasa sangat miskin sekali. Karena ayah beliau meninggal, tidak ada seorang pun yang dianggap bisa melindungi, bisa memberikan beliau makan. Dan akhirnya untuk kelangsungan hidup tersebut, beliau pergi berkeliling untuk meminta-minta.
That person told, I know you are not so much poor. You are wealthy. Your father has kept so much gold and money for you, gold and coins, and it is in your home. It is
hidden
in the earth. I know where.
Jadi, teman perempuan tersebut menyatakan, sebenarnya Anda bukan orang miskin, Anda sangat kaya sekali. Kekayaan daripada ayah Anda itu disimpan di bawah tanah.
So, you should bring a thing to dig.
Shovel.
Jadi kamu
don't go and dig towards western side. There is a very big snake there, very poisonous, and he will
bite you, swallow you.
Dan janganlah menggali kekayaan tersebut ke barat, karena di sana ada ular besar sekali yang akan menelan Anda.
Dig in south, because there are so many poisonous
wasps.
They will
attack you,
and you'll die.
Dan jangan pula Anda menggali kekayaan tersebut ke selatan, karena di sana ada banyak binatang-binatang kecil yang sangat buas seperti kalajengking dan sebagainya, yang sejenisnya.
And also don't go to north. There is a big ghost like Yaksha.
Dan juga jangan menggali kekayaan itu ke utara, karena di sana ada hantu yang besar sekali seperti Yaksha.
Come with me in the east of your house, where your father used to live, in that very room. And here you should dig in the south. And he began to dig a very little. A sound came, and he saw that ton sound. And he saw that a very big pot that was copper or golden. And in that there were so much golds. And he became now so rich. Who was that person who came to his house and advised him to dig here in east? Who was he?
Gurudev
himself, or Krishna himself, or Gurudev. Any person who has sent to him. And we are so rich, we should know. Everything is on our heart. Our soul is there. No? So only you will have to do some effort for this. And what is this? To chant, remember, and doing all this. Very easy process. Then you will be very happy for whole life, and after life and lives, and eternally happy. Our soul has shape, so many qualities, everything is there. So only there is need of very bona fide guru who will guide us. But you will have to do yourself. You will have to walk, you will have to do all these things. Krishna or Guru will not work for you. You will have to take your meal also. He will not give in your mouth. So you have to do something. His mercy is always there. So be sincere. And try to follow these things.
Jadi di sini, teman dari Brahmana tersebut memerintahkan kepada anak yang ditinggalkan itu untuk menggali kekayaan itu ke timur. Galilah di sini, anak-anak. Jadi dengan menggali di sini, Anda akan menemukan kekayaan itu. Dan akhirnya anak tersebut menggali tanah tersebut, dan akhirnya dia menemukan di sana suatu pot yang bersih emas.
then everything is okay. If you will follow Guru, Vaishnava, you will be happy forever, eternally you will be happy.
Dan di sana, di dalam pot itu, beliau menemukan suatu kekayaan yang berlimpah sekali. Jadi di sini Gurudev menyatakan siapa sebenarnya orang tersebut, siapa sebenarnya penuntun tersebut. Itu tidak lain adalah Gurudev sendiri, atau Sri Krishna sendiri. Sri Krishna sendirilah yang datang untuk menuntun kita, untuk menemukan kekayaan di situ. Di sini juga disarankan atau diperintahkan oleh Gurudev, kita hendaknya selalu bersemadi kepada Krishna, agar beliau mengirimkan seorang guru kurangnya yang bernafid dan dapat dipercaya untuk membimbing kita, untuk mengangkat kita dari dunia materi ini yang penuh kesengsaraan ini. Jadi di sini tidak mungkin Gurudev akan datang atau Sri Krishna akan datang kepada kita memberikan apa saja dan langsung memasukkan ke mulut kita, misalnya seperti segelas milk, susu, itu langsung dituangkan ke mulut kita, itu tidak. Jadi kita harus berusaha dan berusahalah, berdoa dan berdoalah kepada Guru dan Krishna agar beliau berkenan hadir di dalam hati kita dan membimbing kita agar kita bisa meninggalkan kegiatan yang berdosa ini atau meninggalkan dunia yang penuh dengan kesengsaraan ini.
Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised them that there is no certainty of our life. When we will die in a moment or after 100 years, no certainty. So quickly, even you are boy of 5 or any female at the age of 5, at once we should try to have devotion to Krishna, because there is no certainty of life. Very quickly, at any time death may come. So before death, we should try to have devotion to Krishna.
Jadi di sini, Sri Gurudev memerintahkan kepada kita, janganlah menunggu dan janganlah menunggu, segeralah dan segeralah datang untuk mengikuti kegiatan bakti ini. Tidak terkecuali kita masih kecil, muda, tua, wanita ataupun laki-laki, segeralah ikuti apa yang Sri Guru perintahkan dan apa yang Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perintahkan pada kita.
Gaur Pramana Hare
Hare.
And very short, the essence of Sanatana Siksha, very briefly, in easiest way, I have told you. So try to follow and be happy forever.
Jadi dengan begitu, kalau kita sudah kusuk bersemadi pada Sri Guru dan Sri Krishna, dan di situ akan merasakan kenikmatan bagaimana sebenarnya nikmatnya hidup ini, dan hanya dengan mengucapkan mahamantra Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, marilah kita berbahagia dan capailah prema bhakti tersebut.
Perhaps a tiger has come. What? Oh, only frog. I thought that and tiger has jumped. You can now tell to make a place that a very good dance will be done here.
Jadi, sampai di sini dulu pelajaran yang sampai oleh Sri Gurudev. Karena beliau ingin menikmati suatu tarian yang akan dipersembahkan oleh saudari kita. Jadi untuk silanya pelayanan bakti yang dilakukannya. Silakan untuk mencari tempat.
Now you are so much tired.
Thank you.